Within the pages of the New Testament, we can find many places and many ways in which we are told to set and keep our priorities. These scriptures are quoted and taught upon so much, and have been through the years, that we may be deaf to their message, the scriptures becoming commonplace. We risk neglecting to examine their teachings, and thus we lessen the importance of setting priorities. For a brief time, I would like you to lend me your ear as we turn to the age-old teaching on priorities and study what God has to say on the subject. While we study our topic, I want you to ask yourselves this question: do I set my priorities in accordance with God's will, and do I keep them? In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, Jesus commands, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Our top priority is placed before our very eyes as plain as day. We are to seek God's kingdom before all else on this earth. Jesus gave us clarity as to our goal, and he also gives us examples of falling short of our objective. In Luke chapter 14, verses 16 through 21, Jesus tells the parable of the Great Supper. A certain man who represents our Lord made a great supper and sent for many to come and feast with him. The man sends his servants to those that were invited to tell them all things are ready. Those who were summoned by the man, all of them came up with excuses. One man said he bought a piece of land and that he wishes to go and survey it, so he wishes to be excused. Another man says he bought 5 yoke of oxen and he wants to go and test them out. He too wishes to be excused. The final man says, "I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come." Each man declined the invitation, deeming his personal matters more important than to answer the call of the master of the house. In Luke chapter 9 and verses 59 through 62, we can read of a similar situation. Jesus calls to a man and says, "Follow me." The man begs Jesus to let him go bury his father before leaving. Jesus responds, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God." Another man comes and bids Jesus to let him follow him, but first he wishes to say farewell to those back home. Jesus replies, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Both men were set to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, yet they let earthly things get ahead of what should have been their priority. The issue with all of the men mentioned in the above passages was a failure in setting their priorities. For example, think of the activities we enjoy in modern times: fishing and hiking, baseball and meeting with our friends. None of these are harmful. All of them are clean and upright activities. None of these, there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing these things, right? Think of the student who must study for their tests. Will they be better off if they study hard and devote the appropriate amount of time to practice and go over their material as if the test could happen in the next few minutes? Or if they decide that studying can wait and hanging out with friends or playing video games or whatever would be much more fun? You can study for the test later. Which student is going to do better on their test? The one who devotes their time to study and practice, the one who has their priorities straight. What about the test of living a Christian life? Do we always make sure that we are giving God the amount of time that he deserves? That is where the aforementioned activities become sinful and wrong. When we are invited to go fishing on a Sunday morning, but it would mean that we miss church, do we consider skipping the worship service? What if we are thinking of vacationing in a place where no church can be found? You may say, it's just one Sunday morning, not a big issue. I'll be right there in my pew next Sunday. Folks, that's the devil talking. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, the writer teaches, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." It may not seem like a big deal to miss one service due to earthly wants, but here we are commanded to not forsake the assembly. Satan wants us to believe it will be all right to miss one Sunday morning and go enjoy ourselves out in the world. We slip when we start to think, it's just this one time. All it takes is one time of drinking with your friends before you turn your back on the Lord. Once we start compromising, we fail in our Christian lives. We let our guard down and our morals slip away from us once we do not prioritize God in our lives. You set your own priorities, and thus you are responsible for your failings. Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" Nothing can cause us to stumble when following Christ. The only way we can fail in life is by not setting and keeping our priorities to God. In conclusion, I pray that all who are here in the audience will continue to succeed and grow in their walk through life, and I pray that none shall fail. The recipe to success is simple. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Thank you.